December 4th, 2016. Tonight's topic is going to be rabbinic decrees whose reasons no longer apply. So I was got the idea. I was listening to a shiur on Refua b'Shabbos, and I guess that whole gzeira of shchika samamanim that you come and you're going to grind up herbs. You know how many of us when we're have a mortar or pestle at home, and is that a real fear, and would that change the halacha nowadays? Sad to say that I only got home on Thursday, and I covered some of the topics. I actually didn't get to that specific topic of refuah, but we're going to see, at least before you even get to that, these are the sources that you're going to have to go through to have an opinion on that matter. Maybe we'll try to apply it to the question a little bit. I guess the first two sources are going to come off, and we're going to have the Rambam in source 3 and the Ravid are going to come along and say concepts that we've heard before. That no, there's a concept that once one basin was made a gzera or a takana, then you're going to need a basin that's gadol mehem b'chachma v'minyan to overturn that. So let's see those sources, and we'll see that the Rambam's going to say even when the reason no longer applies, that rule is still going to be in force. So source 1 was the Mishnah Maseches Edus. Ein basin yachal avata divrei basin chaveru achi gadol mimenu b'chachma uv'minyan. Pretty blanket statement. The source is found in the beginning of the Maseches Beitza. So let's look at source 2.
A statement here, I think a very key word here.
Yeah.
That people must translate is chachma.
Okay, right. So I think the way.
Let's say, they have to be greater tzaddikim, that's why they have to be.
Right. Right. So the Rambam asks the minyan, how do you have a greater minyan? If every base in a gadol is 71, so how do you have a gadol b'minyan? So I think he says minyan is the minyan of chachamim who accepted that original gzera, compared to the minyan of chachamim even outside the base in a gadol who would accept the second gzera. Chachma, right. So right. Especially if you want to say that, as the doors go down, is it ever
opposite.
So you want to say that you would say the opposite, because halacha basroi, so you want to
no,
say
no, no. That, I would say the chachma, for example. Chachma doesn't mean, chachma means general knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So our scientific knowledge, no one would say our scientific knowledge right. Today is less than,
right.
than it was 500 years ago.
Right,
that's
right.
A silly statement.
Right. So it's also I guess you've heard their reasons and now you're even after hearing it you still want to come along
or you. It says chachma.
It's
general
knowledge. Okay. So source 2 is the Gemara in Beitza. It says Itmar. So we said the din was it's usually the beginning of Beitza. So we say Nolda Bazeh, is on a 2-day yantif in Chutz La'aretz. So if it's a Beitza that is born on the That's not the right word. Laid. Thank you. On the first day, I was looking for the word, the verb. Laid on the first day would be mutter on the second day, and they would say let me go back. An egg which is born on Yantif, they say, is usur on Yantif. But if then they go along and say that. But in Chutz La'aretz nowadays, if an egg that is born on the first day Yantif would be mutter on the second day Yantif, because they say mimanashach. If the first day is Yantif, the second day is chol, so it'll be it's mutter because it's chol. And if the first day is chol, then it's not an egg that's born on Yantif. It's only a beis hashanol do Yantif, which is asur. So that was it. But now the Gemara goes along to say, what about we just long to say that a beitza which is nolda on the first day is mutter on the second day. What does that apply to Rosh Hashanah also or not. So Rabu Shmuel Damri Tavayu, that's not the case. Nolda Bezeh would be Asur Bezeh. If it on Rosh Hashanah is the exception, and if it's laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it would be it would not be permissible the second day, it would still be Asur on the second day. Ditnan, so they go a little bit historically. It's Ditnan, Barishona, Hayim Kablam, Aedis Achodesh, Kola Yom Kulo. So they used to, when they did Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, so I guess 30 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul, so that night before they stopped doing Malacha, and they went to shul, and they davened Yontif Shmoneh Esrei, and they came to shul the next morning, and they said Asana Tokef, and they blew the shofar, and what? 29th day, I'm sorry, after Rosh Chodesh Elul. And then, usually, sometime during the day, Edim would come, and they would be Mekadesh that day that they've been keeping, Isser Malacha, and Kedushas Yantif too, and that would be Rosh Hashanah for them. So then, then Pam Achas Nishtoa Edim Lavo. Now let's say Shki is, let's say, at 4 o'clock, and it's now 6 o'clock, and now it's like 4 o'clock. It's getting late. They want to do the Tomid Shobein Arbayim, and Edim that year did not show up. So there is a special, depending on which, did not show up on time. Did not show up yet. So then they when they bring the Korban Tomid, so if they were Mekadosh the Yom, you said one Shir Shal Yom. If it was a whole day, they would say another Shir. So they said, since the Edom didn't come yet, and they were Makav the Korban Shal Ben Abayim, they said the Shir of a non-Yontif Shir, they said the weekday Shir. And then, after they already brought the Ben Abayim and said the Shir, before nightfall came, the Edom came. So it turns out that it was Yontif, and they said the wrong Shir. They didn't say Shir Shal Yontif, they said a Shir Shal Chol. And for some reason, they thought that was a very bad thing. And therefore, they came up with a Takana. Hitkinu, so they said, Shloyu Mekablan Ze Edom Ela Ad HaMincha. So they said, until, I'm giving that, you know, that 4 o'clock or whenever they were going to bring the Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim, that's the time that they will accept Eidus, and we would not accept Eidus anymore after that time. V'imbo Eidim in a mincha ulamala nogan osu hayam kodesh ulamachar kodesh. So even though it's 4 o'clock and they make a decision, they say we are not going to accept Eidim anymore today. So what really should have been the din? The din should be now that today is chol. Right, because we are not going to be Mekadesh the Yom today. So, and they know that already at 4 o'clock. So between 4 and 6 o'clock, they know for sure that this is going to be a whole day, and tomorrow is going to be Yontif. However, right? However, the Chachamim made a Takana and said, really, you're right, Mikar Adin, we know today is Chol, and you guys can go home and watch television and do work, but we don't want you to do that. We want you to keep the remaining part of the day, since you've done until now, keep the rest of the day as Kedushas Hayom, and don't do Malacha, and don't do work as a Takana, because we're afraid if we let you do that, because in reality we should, but if we let you do that, and because we know for sure that today is not going to be Yontif, but if we let you do that, next year they're going to say, when we tell you that first day, we tell you the night before, stop doing malacha and come to shul, they'll say, oh, I remember last year I did this, right? And it was all, was a hoax. It really wasn't Yontif. You made me, I came to shul and I didn't heard shofar and I didn't do malacha. And then I realized I can go home later in the day and watch TV and do work. So then they said, we're not going to allow you to do that. So you told me if we treat it, seriously and not be Mechal Shav and Yontif in future years. So we, even though we knew that today was going to be Chol, we were Matakein that if you had to keep the Kedusha.
Because the Edom might show up.
No, but we weren't, but they said even if the Edom come up, we weren't going to accept them. So we know for sure, and based in,
so really today was Yontif and tomorrow's also automatic. Tomorrow's,
well, today we know is not going to be Yontif.
Not Yontif.
No, tomorrow's going to be Yontif. Tomorrow's going to be, we know today is not going to be Yontif because they haven't come by 4 o'clock, and based in is what's Makadish the din?
Oh, tomorrow is Yom Tov. Fiction, though, because today, in actuality, was Yom Tov because the Adam saw the moon; they just never got here.
No, but Yom Tov is only Yom Tov when Beis Din says Makudish Makudish.
Uh-huh.
Right. So therefore, since we know for sure Beis Din is not going to say Makudish Makudish, we know that this 29th day is Chol, is not by 4 o'clock. From you know, we know, but we're going to treat it like Chag.
But instead of doing, you're bringing the Bible from the Shlokiyah. I'm not telling anything out of that sort.
Okay.
It's already a serious
okay.
thing.
Okay. B'shei Baal Taseh, B'shei, you know, you can, you know.
Many people will be mazalzah.
But that was, that the Yesh Koach V'ad Chachamim to do this, to treat, you know, to do that. So that was the day. But now, right, so, I'm a Rava. However, Rava said, what happens now after Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Right, so after Chorban Beis HaMikdash, you no longer have that fear that they're going to be Mekalkel B'Shir. Okay, so right, because there's no shear. So then Amar Rami Tikanos Rami Yochan Ben Zaka, but I still think they were still being Mekadosh Chodesh, you know, Alpi Riya, but they weren't going to be a Kilkol Shear. So Amar Rava Tikanos Rami Yochan Ben Zaka Ve'Elech, he thought a Beitza would be Muteret, that if it was no longer on the first day Yantif, since you no longer, you know, would be Muter on the second day Rosh Hashanah. So Didnan Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Hiskin Rami Yochan Ben Zaka Shu Mekabel Edus Chodesh Kol Hay. And there wouldn't be a problem now of Mekalkel Bashir. However, Rav Yossi says, no, that's not the din, right? Because Afmitnas Rav Yochan Ben Zaka Ve'elech, still a Beitza is going to be usher on that second day. What's the reason? Have a Dover Shebeminion, the Chol Dover Shebeminion, Tzorech Minion Acher Lahatiro. So he needed, I guess he didn't convene a Beitza and say it. He just wanted to be Matir. He just said, or he just was matir to be Aedis Kol Hayom, and somehow they're delinking that and the egg, but he was never with a minion matir the egg, and therefore the egg is still going to be usur on the second day. Rav Yosef brings two proofs to his din of his statement of a chol davish minion tzorch minion achar latiro. One, he brings psukim. So he says, if you look in the continuing in the underlined parts, manam min le dichtiv. Lech amar lahem shuvu lachem lalakechem va'omer b'mshoch ayovel hema'elu bahar. So at Ma'amid Har Sinai, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said b'mshoch ayovel hema'elu bahar. When you hear the shofar, you can go up to the mountain. But still, even after Har Sinai, they didn't, you know, they didn't go back to their wives. He had to tell them lechem or lechem shuvah lechem lo lechem. You had to give them a command to come down to be with their wives. So even though they had this. They had a tzivoy, because I guess the thing is you had a takana to be purish from your wife, right? And even though we said, even though the reason went away, because now my Ma'amid Har Sinai is over, still, so you would think you can just go back to your wife. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to convene another basin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give another statement and say, Leich molem shuvah lechem lelechem, go back to your wives. So that shows you that Chol Dovash of a minion, Tzorach minion acher lehatiro. He gives.
It wasn't greater chachma than in the original HaKadosh Baruch Hu statement.
Nine, and he brings a mishnah to prove this point also, and he says there was a takana that Kerem Ravai. Normally, you can be podei your ma'aser sheni and your kerem ravai and take your far away, and you don't want to schlep that fruit, so you can be podei onto money and then go to Yerushalayim and with the money and then buy food in Yerushalayim with the kedusha of those coins of ma'aser sheni and kerem ravai. But they wanted ma'itam kedei la'ator shukei Yerushalayim b'peiros. The chachamim wanted the shuks in Yerushalayim to be overflowing and to be beautiful with fruit. So they said, people that are far away, yes, you can be podeh your kerem ravai and then bring the money to Yerushalayim. But if you're within a 1 day trip to Yerushalayim, you are not allowing you to be podeh your kerem ravai, and you have to actually bring the grapes to Yerushalayim. So that was the takana. Now, what happens when the Beis Hamikdash now is destroyed, and you have no reason really? Now the Romans are in control, and there's no really to, you know, to beautify the shuks for the Romans. So, Vatanya Kem Ravai Hayelolu Rebbe Eliezer. Now, this is after the Chorban, and Rebbe Eliezer had Kem Ravai, but Mizrach Lud Betzad Kafri Tavi, and it was in a 1 day's trip to Yerushalayim. Ubikesh Lafkiru Laniim, and he says, I don't want to schlep all this. So instead, and he says, I'm just going to leave it for the Aniim, and let them take it, and they'll bring it up. So his Talmidim says, you don't have to do that, Rebbe, because now, from Nimnu Alecha Chavercha V'Hitiruhu, Ma Chavercha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai already came along, convened the Beis Din, and said, you no longer, now, after Chorban Beis HaMikdash, have to be, or if anybody lives within days, trip to Yerushalayim, you no longer have to are forced to bring your fruit, but you can be podeh your Kerem Ravai. So we see from there that the only reason that he would be allowed to do it is because Ben Yochanan Ben Zakkai convened the Beis Din Kfar Nemnu, time of the Nemnu of Halo Nemnu Lo. So you see again from that Mishnah that the only time, even if the reason goes away, the only time you can be you can overturn a previous Beis Din is Tzorech Minyan Acher Lehatira. You need another Beis Din to do that. Questions? No. Okay. So the Rambam takes these sources very seriously. And we'll look at the Hilchas Mamrim, and we'll look at Halacha Aleph, Bet, and Gimel in Perek Bet of Hilchas Mamrim. Someone said that? Chachma was the first one. The first, right. But the second source, he didn't. He didn't, right. And all you heard was, it didn't say Chachma Minyan, it just said a Beis Din. It didn't say Chachma Minyan. Correct. So the Rambam is going to tie the two together and say, we need a Beis Din, and of course, then you know from ages that Beis Din has to be with Chachma Minyan. One, you know, knows the other. We'll see that the Ravid is going to say, maybe not. If the Tam has not been, still applies, and you want to overturn a Gzera Takan of a previous Beis Din, then, and the reason still applies, so according to the Ravid, then you need to be Gadol B'Chachma of a Minyan. But if the reason no longer applies, he'll say, very good, Jeff, he's going to say, all you need is from the second source, Tzarech Minyan Achel Atira. You need a formal Beis Din, because that's a formality, because since it was done Beis Din, you need another Beis Din. But you don't need it to be Gadol B'Chachma Minyan, because the reason no longer applies. Interesting enough, I just brought down Halacha Aleph because he says these requirements are really only on a din derabanan, counterintuitively. But a din deraisa, because of the pasuk Hashofei Asher Yeh B'Yamim Ha'Hein, the halacha is on a din deraisa, any future Beis Din is allowed to have a different interpretation of the psukim and come to a different psak halacha. And that's how you are Mora. So a future Beis Din is on a Din D'Oraisa is allowed to read and between the lines of the Psukim on a Din D'Oraisa and come up with a Halacha, and you follow your Beis Din, not necessarily the Beis Din that was previously. So that's Halacha Aleph. Beis Din Gadol Shadosh Shabachas Min Amidos Kfi Mashinira Beinehem Shadin Kach V'dano Kach V'dano Din V'aman Achrem Beis Din Ache V'nir Lo Tam Ache Listor Oso Hare And this new Beis Din can decide the halachas on its own on a din d'oraisa. Shemama el shofar shebim mahem in chachay v'leches el achar Beis Din shebedorecha. However, Beis Din shegazu gzeira. But if you're talking about dinei derabanan, oh, talking takana, they made a gzeira takana. Min higu min ha'gupashad adav v'chol Yisrael, and it spread out in all of his Klai Yisrael accepted this gzeira. V'aman acharem based in acher, and now a future based in wants to bikish levatel dvarim harishonim ula acher also hatakana also gzeira also haminhag eino yochal ad sheyeh gadol min harishon b'chachma b'minyan haya gadol b'chachma v'lo b'minyan b'minyan v'lo b'chachma eino yochal levatel es dvarov. And this is where I underline, because the Rambam holds afilu batel hatam shebeglalo gazru harishonim ohitkinu ein ha'achon michon levatel ad sheyeh gadolin mehem. So you need gadol b'chachma b'minyan. And then he says, how can you be bigger? So he says, if every basin is 71, Zem minyan chachmei hador sheskimu v'kiblu hadav asharmo basin agado v'lo chalku bo. So they're, you know, the rest of the chachamim in the generation, if they had more chachamim that accepted that first psak, then you need more gadol, you need more chachamim to accept the second psak than there were accepting the first psak. The Ravid then, however, says, asked the question, say he disagrees with the Rambam on that last point, where it says that if the reason no longer applies, you still need Gadol B'Chacham Minyan. The Ravid would say, I still need a Beis Din. I agree that you still need a Beis Din, but I don't think that it needs to be Gadol B'Chacham Minyan. My raya was that we had Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai on the Kerem Revai, he was Nimnu, and he overturned the first Beis Din, and he allows you now, if you're within a day's trip to Yerushalayim, to bring up your, no longer have to bring up your Kerem Revai to Yerushalayim. So how was he able to do that if he wasn't Gadol B'Chachmo B'Minyan? So he says, the Ravid says, you see, when the reason no longer applies, you still need Nimnu. Source, you know, 2 says you need Nimnu, but you don't need to have Gadol B'Chachmo U'B'Minyan anymore. The Kesef Mishnah answered for the Rambam and said, he wants to say, maybe Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai was bigger than the previous Beis Din. Okay, that's, you know, so that's how that one went. Interesting enough, the Rambam in the it seems like he wanted to say that these things of Takan Gzeros that were poshet and could have been like bringing the Paris up to Yerushalayim, the camera by to be because of Latte Shukei Yerushalayim, or a Beitzah which is no lot on one day, Rosh Hashanah is still usher on the second day. He wants to say those type of things you're going to need. If you want to overturn them, you're going to need Gadol B'Chachmo U'B'Minyan. However, the Rambam wants to say there is going to be a certain category that if it's a Gzeira and a Siag, and it was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael, and he'll bring a source afterwards, we'll bring it down, then a future Beis Din is never going to be able to overturn those gzeros, which we have siag la Torah, which were accepted on all of Klal Yisrael. Look at Halacha Gimel. Bamed dvam amurim bedvam shelo asru osan kedei lasos siag la Torah ela kishar dinei Torah. You want to say an example like they weren't done as a siag. To beautify the shukim of Yerushalayim is not a siag. The second day of, you know, it's asur on the second day is really not a siag for any isur doraisa. Aval dvam shero basin ligzol asur lasos siag. But if they actually were doing it to make a siag, in Pashat Yisroel, B'chol Yisroel, and all of Klal Yisroel accepted it, ain't based in Gadol Acha Yochel Akon Latin Afilu Haya Gadol Min Harishonim. So that was how the Rambam, and why does the Rambam learn that? Because there's a Gemara in Source 4, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that says, that is talking about, I think that there was a case actually of Gvinas Akum, and it was also having a fear that, I think if I remember correctly, it was the snakes, not only with Mayim Magulim, uncovered water, but they were saying the snake's venom was going to go into this milk, which then the non-Jew made into Gvina. And so it would be usher for us. And he says, Va'od ha'ama rabba ba'barchan amar av yochnan, b'chol, for any gzeira, yochel avato based in divrei based in chavero, if it's Gadol B'Chachmo, chutz mishmon asa davar, except for these, the 18 gzeros that I think it was Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai were Nimnu and Gazru ba'aliyah, and the Kesef Mishnah wants to understand that those things, it's not just those 18, but it's things that are similar. The Rambam's learning things that were similar to those 18. What are those 18s like? All of those 18s were Syagim for Doraisis. Shafilu Yovo Eliyo Beis Dino, this is the Gemara, because even if Eliyo and his Beis Din would come, and they are Gadol B'Chachmo Minyan, you would not listen to them. They can't overturn it, since it was a Syag, and since it was Pashut Al Kol Yisrael. Amar Mashar Mai Tam Ho Pashut Yisur Barov Yisrael. So based on that Gemara, that's how the Rambam learned. So until now, we learned some sources, and we learned the Rambam and the Ravid, and we said that according to the Rambam, even if the Tam was no longer applies, you still need a Beis Din Gadol B'Chachmo Minyan, and we saw that the Ravid would say, you still, if the Tam didn't apply, you would need a Beis Din still to overturn it, but it wouldn't have to be Gadol B'Chachmo Minyan. Yeah.
But just one thing. everything we're talking about so far is where the original takana was done in a bezdin, formally in a bezdin.
Mm-hmm.
So none of this is talking about, let's say, a minhag develops based on a psak halacha of a prayer of someone or something
right.
like that.
Right. Then I would agree.
Even if the minhag develops and the minhag is accepted by all of Am Yisrael.
Right. So, yeah.
There was no formal takana
I would
in
agree
a
with that.
Then if the butler, but if the time of that goes away, then it should be a lot easier.
Right. I think I saw that. So, right. That makes a distinction between a, you know, it's just something that we've accepted versus a formal, you know, takana gzera based in. So now, however, Tosus is much more, we'll see three cases where Tosus is seems to be much more liberal and would say if the reason no longer applies, the gzera would be paka. Source 5. I would say, I would say
the same.
I would say the same. So, so Beitza, Lamed Vav, Elo Mishum Shavus. So he says, this is the Isser of dancing on Shabbos and Yantif. So the Mishnah over there says that there are things that you can't do on Shabbos and Yantif, midrabanan. They made these gzeris. Lo olin be'ilan. Chacham said you can't climb a tree. Velo rochel agabe behema, and you can't ride an animal. Velo shasan aplei amayim, and you can't float, on the water. Velo matapchim, and you can't clap. Velo masapkin, and you can't hit your thigh. Velo maraktim, and you can't dance. So the Gemara explains what are the reasons for these things. Lo olam be'ilan gzeir shema yatlosh. That and it's not talking about that it's davashen miskaven. It's saying that you're going up, and let's say you want to clear a path, you'll break a branch so you can get up higher and clear your way, and that's an iser. Velo rochin agave behema. So they give two reasons. One was maybe gzeir shema yatza chutz l'tchum. And then the Gemara asks, so that's only according to the opinion that you're holding the Tchumim Doraisa. What about according to the other one? So, Ela Gzeir Shema Yachtach Zemura. So again, you're going to break off a branch to hit the animal to make it go giddy up and go faster. Velo Shatan Apnei HaMayim Gzeir Shema Yaseh Chavis Shel Shaitin. That you're going to make some sort of flotation device and you're going to weave out of the reeds something that's going to help you float. So you can't do that activity. Velo matapkin, velo masapkin, velo marakdim, and you can't clap and you can't dance. Why? Gzeira shema yatakin kleshir, because you'll come to fix an issue, which would be. Which would be makab patish or bone. Okay, so then. What does Tosus say? So Tosus in 7 says Tnan aim tapkin aim marakdim perish Rashi shemi tapkin kleshir umiul ledidan shari. But for us, it's permissible to clap and to dance. The dafka be mayhem in those days shahayu bekiin lasas kleshir. They knew everyone. I guess at home, it was common, and they knew how to make musical instruments. Shayech lemigza, so you can make a gzira shema that we don't want you to start making and fixing clay shear instruments. Aval edigan eino bikin lasus clay shear v'lo shayech lemigza. Yeah,
talking clay shear is not really to fix necessarily. It means
to make one.
Whatever you had, like a barrel of some sort, something,
and then make it. Okay, right. And make it. I think you're right. I think I saw someone trying to.
Lasas,
correct. It wasn't Latakin cliche, it was Lasas.
Only apply to have a musical instrument, you shouldn't use it because it might break and you'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also a possibility, but this
right.
Is,
this one was actually making a new cliche.
Not even to use a musical instrument, I think. That's a different
Tosos doesn't even address the whole Rambam mission, really.
Right, Tosos, right. Right, so you would, the sources. So he would have to say, you would have to say that somehow in the Takana there was somehow some built-in, exception, that it was only when,
we made... it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah.
But he didn't. It didn't make those. So right. So people. That's why many people are afraid to use this. But Tosfos said it. But you know, it's a Chiddush that he said it. So that people look at it in Tosfos and say it. It is a Chiddush, because when you look at source 1 and 2, it doesn't. You would not come and think that would be the. The din. He does it again and again, because if you look at another case, source 8. Source 8 says, I'm a Rava, Mace B'yontov Rishon. The halacha was that if someone died on the first day Yontif, so you were not allowed to bury the mace, but you were able to Yasku Bo Amamim, but you were able to do Amir La'akam and have them be Metapel with the mace. But on Yontif Sheni, and now we're talking about Yontif when it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, because the whole Din now is just, we know, and it's just, we just keep it Minogav HaSeyim B'Yadenu, and we just keep it as a Din D'Rabbanan on the second day. Mace B'Yom Tov Sheni, then they allowed you, D'Rabbanan, because of the Nivola Mace, so they would allow you to Yiskasko Bo Bistrol. So you can be, be involved in the burial. No, that's talking about a 2-day Yontif in post Chorba, in Yontif Sheni Shogolios. That's what that's what he's talking about. So I'm a Ravina, but Ravina said that Vahidna, but nowadays the Ika Chavre, that then we'll see what is Chavre. Chavre are these nations right now, these in the post Chorban, let's say in this Roman times, right, that they are make us work for them, right? So however, they give us off on Yontif. So now we are Chayshinon. So now what they're saying is that we're not going to allow you to even bury a Jew. Is not going to be able to bury on the second day. Tosfos is going to explain. Then we say that normally they make us work for them. But they see it's a Yontif, so they gave us a day off. But if they say we're not allowed to work, so they're not going to press us to work. But if they see us going out, in a field and digging a hole, so you're digging a hole over there? Okay, so dig some holes for us, dig some trenches, for us too. So Va'inna, the next source, Source 9, the Ika Chavre Chayshinon, Perish Rashi, Shekofin Yisrael, these people forced the Jews, Lasas Malacha. However, Shu Yontif Menichin, they let them rest on Yontif. Also, Vim Hayu Roim, Sheyikru Meseyim, but if they see you that you're being involved in digging, Yechov Osam Lasas Malacha, they'll make them, do the Malacha for us also, for them, for them. So therefore, they said, Ravina said, even on the second day Yontif, someone dies, you only could do a Amir La'akam, but you can't be involved in the mace yourself. What does Tosfos say on this din? Nowadays, Tosfos is saying we don't have this oppressive nation forcing us to work for them. So therefore, mutter. So therefore, on the second day Yontif, you are allowed to Yontif Sheni Shogolios. You are allowed to be involved in the maze. Ve'ein lomo shetzarach minyan acher lahatira. The kevan dezeh hatam mishum chashasha. Since the whole reason is because we're afraid of these chavre, these nations making us work for them. Va'avra hachashasha, and there's no longer now a chash of that because they no longer exist. Avar hatam, and therefore we could be matapel in the mace on Yontif Sheni Shel Goliath.
That's the time of
Right. Yeah, Source 10.
This one's a little different. They never overturned it. They just stopped doing it, and then they went back to doing it.
They say that again.
They said that you're allowed to do it on the second day Yontif, and some people decide not to.
They said you're allowed to, right? They're allowed to be, right? And then some
people just stopped for whatever reason. And
right.
They just went back to doing what they used to do.
To do, which was. Okay, I just have to think of that for a second again. Say it one more time. They were originally. Oh, you're saying
original halacha is.
Original halacha, you're allowed to.
Right.
Then there was a. Originally, Yisasku Bo Amim, Meis Be'yom Tov Sheni, so that you were allowed to. And then the Ravina, right? Ravina made Xera, don't do it. Don't do it.
You made
Xera. Since Tosfos is saying Ain Tzarich Minyan Acher, I'm assuming that there was Xera, don't be involved, or a takana, don't be involved in the mace. So he's saying don't do it, and now. Tosfos is saying, you're right, so he's saying,
go back to the original
Psach.
Back to the original Bezdin, that's greater and...
Right. As opposed to in the previous Tosfos, what did he do? In the previous Tosfos, when he said clay shear, there was a clay shear, and there wasn't that. And he said, oh, now he just said, don't hold for it. Okay, I do see the difference.
Clay shear is clay shear.
So this is a little easier. This is not as much as a chiddush as the first one. Good point.
Except that this time, Tosfos addresses the core issue, and he seems to say it's just not an issue. It seems like he doesn't paskin according to the Mishnah somehow.
Right. I would think he would say if there was a true takana, a true gezerah, maybe those din. I think he has to address the Mishnah, so those things would apply. But he wants to say that these issues of clapping or not burying or this other thing we're going to say of Mayim Megulim, maybe since they had exceptions. You know, you'll see they had exceptions. Maybe at the time when they made the gzeira, so maybe they didn't. They don't reach that full force of the gzeira. If it did reach the full force of the gzeira, maybe then the Mishnah Adias, you know, would apply. But maybe these things are things that didn't reach that full force, and therefore we can, if batol tam, batol gzeira. So,
yeah, what the thing like medicine, for instance.
Yeah. Yeah, I started off by saying I would like to. That's not what I thought in my mind. Xavier Shrika Samanim, that was the whole thing that started this. And nowadays, like I said, who has a mortar and pestle? And right, so, you know, right, so. Right, there's a number of them that I didn't address. Yeah, Nesach is there, I didn't address. Working on Erev Pesach, Melech, Mayim Achronim. There were certain, I'm doing some, but I didn't do. Well, that is, I think, a little different. The reason no longer applies, but the Gemara already says.
Effective.
That doesn't apply. They said keep minagos and second. Right. So that might be a little different. Okay, but what's another gzera? So another time that Tosus, the third time that Tosus does this, as I mentioned, was Mayim Megulim, because the Mishnah says Shlosh Amashkim Asurim Mishim Galig, that you can't have them this opened Mashkim and then drink them the next day. Hamayim Vayayim V'Achalav. And what does the Gemara say? Why the Asur and Tosus says it? Source 11. We're afraid that a nachash would take a drink of that water, and when he's drinking from the water, he's also excreting certain venom into this water. So therefore, you can't then drink uncovered water. V'achshav, Batosa says, nowadays where we are, achshav ein nachashim mitzuyim beinenu, we don't have snakes, you know, crawling around. Anu shosin mehen afilu l'chatchila af al pi shudavo shebeminyan. So he says you can drink mayim megulim because we don't no longer have the fear of nechashim. The reason why I thought that maybe it's saying that it wasn't, look at the next Tosfos how he said it, and maybe why I thought there was like a built-in exception, and really it didn't, is because look how he says it in 12 in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, va'anush ein nechashim mitzun beinenu ein lachash mishum gilui. We're not worried about uncovered water or uncovered milk. Ve'ein lamar de davash b'minhu. Don't say, oh, wasn't that a takana and it was a davash b'minyan mitzurach b'minyan achalatiru, because he wanted to say ki vadai in the original gzeira. Tosus is saying hu she'ak kisha asru tchila lo asru ella b'makam she'nachashim mitzuyim. He wants to say that the original gzeira, they only asked it in places where snakes are prevalent. But even at the time of the gzeira, if you were in a place that snakes weren't prevalent, you didn't have a gzeira, you didn't have a problem with mayim megulim. So nowadays, so it's a much less of a chiddush, according to this one, because then according to Tosus, nowadays we're not overturning the gzeira, we're just saying the gzeira never applied, even originally, to the case that we find ourselves in, the mitzias that we find ourselves in now.
But you can say that with every time it is a tam. If the tam is known, then the tam is built into this kind of
okay. So look what the Ridva says, and the Radva says in source 13. When can you say this? So here we're going to go to some. When can you make some of these overturned? We're going to look at a Radvaz. We're going to look at a Rush. We're going to look at a Malbim and a Meiri, each one giving certain criteria of saying when you can overturn these things. So what is the Radvaz? Look at 13. You see, he makes a distinction. The Lo Amrinan, source 13, we should be able to finish. The Lo Amrinan, Afa Pishinet Batel Hatam, Lo Nit Batel Hatakana. When do we say that that if the reason no longer applies, you still can't overturn it. It's, you know, it's still enforced. If the even though the reason knows why it's still enforced, that's only elaheched the taknustam. If they made a gzera and they didn't specify a reason, but they just made the gzera stam, so you can't come along and
attribute a reason.
But if they specifically said we're making a gzera because of this reason, so he makes some distinction between a stam takana and a takana that had a reason. That was expressly mentioned and built into it.
The reason becomes part of the takana.
Right. Source 14 is just a prelude to the case that the Rush is going to talk about. So there's a din of sadin betzitzis. Let's say you have a linen garment. Sadin is a linen garment. Do you put tzitzis on it or not? So it's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you don't need the beged, is putter from tzitzis. Beis Hillel says no, you're chayiv to put on tzitzis because you can have aseh dochalos aseh. You can put wool tcheles on a linen beged, and when you're fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis, it's not a problem. So they would say even if you have a linen beged midoraisa, you can put wool tcheles on it, and it's not a problem of shatness. And the halach is like divrei Beis Hillel. Amar Rav Elazar bar Yitzadok, but he said Rav Tzadok testified and said v'alo kol amatel tcheles biyushalayim eino ela min. If you actually put these tchelet and wool things on a linen garment and walked around Yerushalayim, they used to look at you in wonder. They said, we don't do this. So he says, I'm a Rebbe, why? Imkein lama asura? So why, but if we fasten like Beis Hillel, why did they say you shouldn't do it? Lefishein bikin. Because they said the people are not so smart, and they say they see you putting wool on linen, and they may come to make a mistake. The way it was explained to me in one of the shiurim was that they went so far with this gzeira derabanan and said, so according to Rashi, if you have a linen beged, so at least you were supposed to put on linen white strings. But he said, don't put on tchelis wool strings. Don't get involved in it. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, they understood the din derabanan as saying the following: a linen beged is putter from tzitzis. Not saying that you can't wear it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they allowed you, the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan didn't say you can't wear a linen beged, but it says you don't have to, or not allowed to, put on tzitzis. We don't want you to put on tzitzis on a linen beged. Because why? Because really, you're allowed to if you put on real woolen tchelis. That would be good. But we're afraid that maybe you're going to get kaleya ilan, you're going to get the false tchelet, and therefore you would put this wool force, but not wool kaliya ilan on the linen beged, and then you'd be over shatness because it's not the malkam mitzvah. And they're saying, Tosus is going so far against Rashi, says, don't even put white on. Because if you start putting on white, which is not wool, and you're not getting involved in shatness, eventually someone's going to say, oh, it's tzitzis. But tzitzis, don't you put on tcheles? So I'll put on the good tcheles. And then someone's going to see tcheles, and someone's going to put on the bad tcheles. So according to Tosus, this gzeira was a linen beged. You can wear a linen beged, and you don't have to put tzitzis on it at all. So that was the din that the Rush, who was in Germany, first of all, he never saw people with linen begeds. Because anyway, he held that a linen beged, there's a takana that says you can't wear a linen beged, you don't put on tzitzis on it. So he lives in Germany, and near France, and there it's cold, and everybody wears woolen begadim. So now, he was a Talmud, I think, of the Maram Rutenberg, and after the Maram Rutenberg got put in jail, by the, I don't know, is he a Kaiser or a king or, the, you know, whatever there. So he says, I'm not going to stay here anymore. And he goes to Spain. And I think the Rashba was in Barcelona, and the Rashba gives him a job in Toledo. So the Rush becomes the Rav in Toledo. Now he looks around Toledo. Toledo in Spain is nice and warm, and everybody's walking around with linen begadim and putting on tzitzis on their linen begadim. But he says there's a gzera that we don't put on tzitzis on linen begadim. So how can these people, so, you know, what should I do? You know, should I tell them, you know, don't take off your tzitzis? You know, because it's Gzeira, you're going against Gzeira, what should I do? So he said, according to the, so the Rush said, that since the whole, I'll do it since we're short on time. The cave, and look where I underline. So he says, the ikar tama isu hu dilma asi lemirme beit chelas, because we're afraid that you're gonna put on false kaleya ilan tcheles. So you're gonna put wool, but not real tcheles on, and then you're gonna have a problem of shotness. That's why they didn't want you to get involved in it. But he says, I'll be more aheta on these people. I'll come up with it. Aval bizman azeh she'ein lanu tcheles. But in Spain now we haven't had tcheles for hundreds of years. Right? So since there's no problem now, the whole problem was we made gzeira. We don't want you to put on tzitzis on a linen beged, because you might come to put wool on it and it's not going to be real tcheles and you're going to run into a problem. But we don't have tcheles, so no one's putting on wool tcheles. So just put on linen, that's what they were doing. They were putting linen, white strings on their linen beged. And remember we said they didn't even want you to do that, because Shema, if someone starts doing that, then someone else is going to start putting on blue tcheles, and then they're going to put on blue kale ilan. You're getting into a problem. But you're never going to get into that problem now, because we don't have tcheles nowadays, the Rosh is saying. So I'm not going to get worried into kalayim. I don't have tcheles. It's not going to get into shatnez. So therefore, I'll allow them to continue wearing their linen begadim with the linen tzitzis. The cave in shatam iser yardua, because it was known. This is the other factor. Since when they made the gzeira and the tam, it's sort of similar to what we said. Maybe the revised. But here he's saying everyone has to know it. He says that everyone, it can't be that one of these gzeiras where people are unsure. We know it's usur, but we don't know the reason. Here he wanted to say everyone knows the reason. The reason is you don't put tzitzis on because maybe you're going to be a problem of shatness. So im nitbatal tam batal isum amela. So therefore, if the tam isur is yadua, so he wanted to say, be a problem. The Rush is addressing, but wasn't from the makor of shuvu lachem la aleichem. Wasn't that also known that they said just don't be with your wife for 3 days? And wasn't it very obvious that you know that you should be able to go back because that was the time? So he says, no, the pasuk was a little unclear. All it's saying is hayu nechonim l'shul shishamim. You know what? Be prepared and separate for 3 days. Why? Because something special is going to happen. Kabbalah Satorah. But they didn't necessarily say, don't, al tikshu al isha. But he didn't say, don't specifically, don't be tikshu al isha for 3 days, and then the 3 days are up, and then we know you can come back. They were just saying, you know, something special is coming up, it's Klal Yisrael, you know, it's Matan Torah, but they didn't directly link it, and he says that the Isser is not completely Yadua. Okay, did he give another example? Also, the kerem, the fruits going up to Yerushalayim, why would that you need a base in, and you don't say shatam isur yadua? Because there, I guess he's saying, shudu rabbi la shabikish lafke karmo mishum shebe amav v'haya roi, we call 1 second, lata shumer, ilav de tera tachan, aval de... What did he say? What did he say in the case of Rabbi Eliezer? Shabikesh lafkir karmo mishim biyamav ha'perot b'Yerushalayim. And really he should have. The reason still applies. He wants to say that really they should have brought it up to Yerushalayim, except this. I don't understand why they should still do it if the Romans are in power. So I'm a little... I have to look at that again. Okay, so basically what I wanted you to see from the Rush, just to review 1 second in that one, was he had a question of a gzeira of a linen beged. Really, you shouldn't put on tzitzis. He sees the people putting on tzitzis. He allows them to do it because he comes up with, if the original gzeira had an isur yadua, and which is no longer applies, then he was being medvatale. He did it over here, but he didn't do it by, let's say, I know the Rush paskin lahachmir by dancing and other things. So he didn't, I think he was more forced into it because he was in a community that was doing it, but in other examples he doesn't go as far, you know, to agree with Tosus. Let's look at the last two sources. It's 10 o'clock. The Malbim gives some other factors of maybe you can be you can be overturned the Gzeira, or the Gzeira is Mevata by itself. So he said, look at source 16. V'yeshal chalak v'shezeh dafka. When are you allowed to, you don't need a new minyan? Let's say, what is he talking about? He's talking about burying the dead. V'shezeh dafka hechashah davah shegazru b'shvilo eino b'nimsa. It's not in the object itself, but it's in a secondary object. Kugan chavre. They're saying the whole reason is because of those non-Jews that are making us work for them. Oh, the whole reason for Mayim Megulim is because of those Nechashim. So those of those snakes. So he says the Gzera was on this third object, you know, on the Chavre or on the Nechashim. So then he wants to say, if those things are no longer here, the Chavre are no longer here, or the Nechashim are no longer here, then the Gzera can fall off. But if the Gzera was something that was affecting us, like Kagan Batikin Klei Shir, right? That he wants is Gamata Hashin and Shemi Lamdu Lassus Klashir. Maybe we'll come and learn Klashir again. Maybe the people will do it, and therefore the Gzera would not be uprooted. But Bahashta Bigzera decided in the Tzitzis. So what would be Tzitzis? Why would the Rush say it was good? Because he says, it would be like Chavre and Nechashim because we don't have Tchelas anymore. We don't have that. So since it's Chavre is not around anymore, Nechashim are not around anymore, Tchelas are not around anymore, those you would be able to uproot. But Shema Yitak and Klei Shir, that's in us and not in something else, that you wouldn't be. That was a Malbim thing. And the Malbim also said, though, another thing. However, when I say the OJ Shlomar, at the end of the fourth line, the Heka Sheyesh Mitzvah Basiyasa. So if they made a Gzera, but the Gzera is uprooting a mitzvah, like tzitzis, or like burying the dead, right, for certain reasons, then if the time no longer applies, then go back, of course, go back and do the mitzvah. But if you're involved in something which is not involved with the mitzvah, then even if the reason no longer applies, the gzera will still be enforced. Let's read it inside. Od yesh lama dehechashesh mitzvah basiyasa. Ukeshahalach lo hatam bevadai, and now the reason no longer applies. Bevadai, surely the Malbim says, hamataknim, the original rabbis who made the original first gzeira themselves, surely they ba'atzmam want you to do the mitzvah. Shetit babel gzeira son kidei sheikamu mitzvah. They want their gzeira to be mavatel so you can be mekayim the mitzvah. Aval hecha she'ein mitzvah kagon klei shir. But if it's just a problem of shemi attacking klei shir, that was that's a gzeira. You know, we're afraid you're going to do a malacha, but it has nothing to do. There's no mitzvah. They're not preventing you from doing a mitzvah. Lo nidbat la'atakano memela bedin tzit. Tzitzis is a mitzvah, sheyesh mitzvah basiyasa, so therefore when we no longer have tchelis anymore, or we no longer have chavrei, so therefore you have a mitzvah of burying the dead, or the mitzvah of tzitzis, so therefore the reason no longer, so originally yes, we can maybe come up with a gzera, and to come up with a gzera so strong that you even be mevatel the mitzvah, but if And that's what you would have to do, be mevatel the mitzvah. Yesh koach v'yad chacham to do that. However, in those situations, the Malbim says, for sure, if the reason falls away, you would the takana would fall away, because even the original rabbis would want you to do the mitzvah. The very last one, the Beis HaBechira I saw, he says, what happens, v'od ani omer, he says, Shlo Allah al dasa isurim lios oso siba b'teila. If when they made their decree, it never entered their mind that there would ever be a change that they would want to be mevatalit. Kugon sheiskirno b'kerem revai. Shlo Allah datam shichire beis hamigdash v'tipal hasiba. They never thought there'd be a change, reason to change. So therefore, that he wants to say that takana has to stay. Aval dvarim shenesru b'minyan, even if it came with a beis din, machmas sibasha ra'ui lahalot betula al dat ha'asorim. But they thought that maybe there might be times in the future or a reason in the future where it wouldn't apply. Then then harehu ki'ilu taknu b'feirush. It's like they put in that reason into it. Acha tavo so siba umuter. And therefore, if the reason goes away, it would be mutter. However, the Beis HaBechira even is, I guess he's worried with the Mishnah of Harios, and he's worried with the Beitza, and he's worried with the Rambam and the Ravid. Even he says elish ein lusach balamasa. Balamasa, it's hard, to go against the Rambam and the Ravid. So just a summary, we saw sources in the beginning, a Mishnah and the Gemara in Beitza that talk about a davar shebe minyan, tzarech minyan acher, lahatiro, it has to be gadol b'chachma minyan. We saw the Rambam, I said, it didn't apply to dinei d'oraisa, but dinei d'rabbanans. And the Rabbanan, he said, even if the reason didn't apply, the Rambam says, still you need gadol b'chachma minyan. The Ravid said, you need a beis din, but it doesn't have to be b'chachma minyan if the reason no longer applies. We saw Tosus was somehow saying, things like snakes, if they're not around anymore, maybe even in the original gzeira, they only make gzeira b'makam where there is snakes, but if the b'makam wasn't snakes, we allow you to do it. He was saying maybe we're not b'kim b'klei shir, in those times he's saying it since the, or there's no longer chavre anymore, since the reason no longer applies. We saw that Tosus was very willing to say that the gzeira was batal. We saw the Radvaz who made a distinction with a stam takana, which you can't overturn, but maybe one which was the reason was said, maybe you could. We saw a rush, which he was talking about tzadim b'tzitzis, so he was mater the Jews in Toledo, even though there's a gzeira, don't put on tzitzis on a linen garment, and they were walking around with linen tzitzis on linen garments. He came up with it, he said, because everyone knows that the original reason was don't do it, because you're going to get into a problem of shatness if you put on bad tcheles. Nowadays, we don't have tcheles, so therefore, the reason no longer applies, and he allowed them to continue wearing tzitzis. The Malbim said, well, maybe they allowed you to do that, or burial of the Jew on the second day Yontif, because those were all involved with mitzvos, or he wanted to say in some, I mean, he gave another example, maybe they're involved in external matters, like chavrei nechashim, or things like that. As opposed to you yourself being mitayin klei shir, that would be more machmir. And the base of Bechir, and then the Meiri also said some. If they thought that their reasons won't apply for again forever, that in itself, if the time went away, the gzeira can go away. So we saw some rishonim in the beginning which took a more harder stance, and some other rishonim who were trying to find certain reasons to be makel if the reasons no longer apply.
Say okay. Mm-hmm. Other than the Rambam, it only takes a really extreme.
Again, I didn't go through this. So I didn't. But.